Welcome to Panther Podcast. I'm Colby Sharp, third grade teacher at Parma Elementary, here with my co-host, Ben Gilpin, principal, Warner Elementary.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Panther Podcast, where we share the stories of Western educators.
Full house today. Can't wait. Mr. Gilpin, how are you today?
Fantastic, Colby. A little bit, I got to admit, I am slightly under the weather. You might be able to hear it. Kind of a head cold I'm trying to get through, but we are warmed up over here at Warner because I have got a great crew. I had a great crew this morning, too, which we'll get into. But with me, I've got Sydney Nagy. She is a Western senior. She's also the SoFest queen. Yes, yes. I have Lauren Wade, senior at Western, as well as Coach DeBacker is with me, and I think you know that he got a nice award this week as well. So I've got a great crew over here. They're warming up the Warner office, and they were over here this morning helping out with our assembly. We had second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade all got a chance to watch the Lady Panthers in action. And it was phenomenal this morning as well.
Sounds good, Mr. Gilpin. Can I start by asking a question? I'm dying to know.
Yeah.
Coach, why did you throw your name in the hat? Why did you want to come and join Panther Nation, become the head coach of the girls basketball team? Why?
Yeah, I'm passionate about Western girls basketball, which might sound crazy to some people, but I absolutely love what we're doing here, and I love it so much. When I see something that's broken, I wanted to fix it, and I just felt like that was my calling, and I really I wanted to do my best to with these girls sitting next to me and our other seniors. I wanted to do my best to have them experience something special this year and have a really great experience. And I think we've done that so far. Maybe they'll have something different to say, but that's really it. I'm really passionate about this group, and I'm just blessed. I wake up every day blessed to have the opportunity to do it.
That's good stuff. You know, I gotta admit, Colby, when I played high school basketball, my senior year, I can specifically remember. I think we won six games. And I know after experiencing that day in and day out, showing up to practice was not a lot of fun. You know, seeing some of the articles in the newspaper and having the stands not very filled, that was a challenge, and that was not easy. And I lived through that. So there's some parts of me that I sympathize and I empathize with the team. But what I've got to say is, and I'm hoping to hear from the girls on this one, when I go to the games, I never see the heads hanging low. I always see determination, hard work, and even if the ball's not going in the basket, I'm seeing them diving on the floor, patting each other on the back, and there's really a sense of family with this team. And I'm a true believer that difficult times bring people closer together. It's easy. I mean, everything's easy when you're winning, but what is your true character when life is a struggle? So I'm curious to get the take from the girls. You know, how have you been able to keep your heads up through some challenges this year?
Sure. I do think it all started with Coach DeBacker here. He showed up to the season very excited, and that helped everybody else to be extremely excited about the season. And I mean, that's how it all started. It's just being excited and wanting to play the game. And we've got lucky with a really good team. We all get along really well, and the reason that we're starting to do a lot better is because we haven't given up the whole time.
I think something that is different this year than it was last year, that when we were losing games by a lot, either individuals or collectively as a team, you could see that we were getting really discouraged. And I think this year, like for the seniors, especially, like we've learned that it doesn't matter what the score is. Like, I know it sounds cliche, but just giving your all, like every time you step out on the floor, because it's becoming more real to us how limited our time is.
Thoughts on that, Colby?
No, I mean, we've all, you know, a lot of us have been there. I played on a Western football team that broke a 30-game losing streak, so I know what it's like. But I think you remember as much as the wins, you remember those times with each other. So I'm glad to hear that that's going so well. Coach, another question. So what needs to happen for us to become an elite program in the area?
Yeah, I think we have to continue down the road we're going, and I really believe the difference between you might get a team that has a lot of talent one year and kind of catches lightning in a bottle and does really well, and they'll have a good season, but then they kind of trail off the next year. But I think to consistently have a great program, you have to be intentional about creating relational excellence, and that's something that I believe so strongly in. Everything that we do is centered around that, building relationship with each other, whether it's on the court stuff or off the court stuff, team meals, traveling to games together, hanging out and just being silly. I mean, the girls go to breakfast together some mornings. I mean, it's really just all about being together. And once you can do that, once you have that relationship with each other, and then you combine talent with that, with basketball talent, magical stuff happens long term. And then what you'll find, and I think we're starting to see some of that, when you do go through a rough patch, like we started off this year, teams that aren't intentional about building relationship can splinter. And then before you know it, the splinter becomes a fracture, and then just it's just a flat out, it's a broken thing. And I think because the girls are tight, I think the girls, there were plenty of opportunities, I think, where it could have changed, you know, gone the other way. And I think because there was that relationship aspect, we stayed together and we knew we're all in it together and we trust each other, we believe in each other, and we verbally say that. I think that's really long-term the difference. And of course, it does take talent, but again, you combine those two things and great stuff happens. Talent takes you so far. Again, it may be 1 or 2 years where you get some good seasons, but long-term, that's the relationship is really what's going to take the program to the next level.
I'm hearing a lot of correlation to stuff that happens in the classroom, aren't you, Colby?
Yeah, no shortcuts, that's for sure.
Yep. Ladies, so you're student athletes. What is on the horizon, because you're seniors, what are you looking to next year? What, you know, this year you've had an opportunity to be true leaders on and off the court. Today you came over to Warner, and I had girls all day long talking about the assembly with you this morning. So whether you like it or not, you are definitely leaders. What's on the horizon? What's it look like next year?
I am looking to go to either MSU or Grand Valley, hopefully for pre-med. I'm excited about that. And when it comes to like coming this morning and stuff, you think about like your senior year, you know, all the time, and when you're younger. And it's been really cool to see, for sure, like the little kids getting so excited and stuff with Junior Panthers and then this morning. And it's made it that much more of a memory for me personally. It's just really cool to see all of them and to be able to come back and like long term and like see all those people like in the program and stuff.
Next year I'm going up to Northern Michigan University, and I'm gonna major in sports science. I want to be an occupational therapist, and I mean, I agree with Lauren, you don't necessarily think that you have that big of an impact on kids. At least that's, I don't normally think that I have that big of an impact on kids, you know, especially like because they look to you think that they look to, like, people who win, like, you know, all that kind of stuff, people who are really, really good. But, like, I don't know, like she said, you know, you see, you come in here to Junior Panthers, you come into the assembly, and you see them get really excited. And it's, I mean, we've won one game, and they're still super excited about all of it. So, I mean, it's cool to see that you can still have an impact on people like that.
And it's, you know, what I love hearing about that is Coach talking about that atmosphere, that relationship piece, and then the girls are talking about the same thing. They're talking about the relationship with these Junior Panthers, with the kids, and leaving a lasting legacy. So that's really cool. Well, Colby, we're getting about to that point. You wanna ask one more question? You wanna start wrapping us up?
No, I love to hear. I think that last answer was Miss Nagy said, Nagy, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was maybe Mr. Gilp, I think that was like the best response we've had to a question. I love just that there's these kids, you know, our seniors that are leaving Western get it. They're getting the fact that they make an impact, you know, regardless of how many games you win or lose that other people are watching. And, you know, little eyes will do what they see. So. Yeah, keep it up, man, girls. Keep it up. Keep living the dream, and good luck. I hope you go to Michigan State, though, not Grand Valley. Jeez.
We'll see.
Go green. So, no, Mr. Griffin, that was really cool. Thanks for setting this one up.
Absolutely, and I believe on the horizon, I'm going to let you pull some strings at this, but I'm hoping to get on, and I'll even say it out loud so you can try to get her on there. I'd love to get Pam Garver on.
Okay.
I think that would be great to have Secretary Pam Garver talk about a day in the life of a Western secretary. I think it'd be great.
It's a crazy job, man. Like, those first 10 minutes of school are insane down there. I don't know how they do it.
It is, and that's why I think it'd be great for her to get on there and share some of her laughs as well. It's been fantastic being able to have the girls in here, have them on the podcast with Coach DeBacker, who is Coach of the Week.
Woohoo!
Give it up, Coach of the Week. And that's another testament to that perseverance, too. So well done, Coach. Congratulations. We hope everybody will take a listen to this one. This is another one of those podcasts that is involving students as well. We're trying to get more student voice on there. So thanks again. Colby, take it away.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 12 of Panther Podcast. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay warm, and as always, remember to be awesome.
Join us next week as we continue sharing the fantastic stories of Western educators.
You can find our show notes at pantherpodcast.blogspot.com. Have a great week, and remember to be awesome, have fun, and share your story.